listening to Live at Wimbledon Radio on Wimbledon.com, 87.7 FM, and the official Wimbledon apps. Day 11 review.
Djokovic has got an easy passing shot. He hits a left court winner. Novak Djokovic wins. He's through to his third Wimbledon final.
Yes, it wasn't easy, but the number one seed is in the men's singles final, and he faces the man who is gunning for title number 8.
High backhand, that will drift long. A pump of the fist from Roger Federer, because the seven-time Wimbledon champion is through to his ninth final here at SW19, his 25th Grand Slam final.
So it's Federer against Djokovic in a dream final.
It's a big challenge, it's a big match, it's the biggest event we have in sport, and I look forward to competing.
Unbelievably proud every time I can walk the grounds here and keep on playing this tournament. So I know I don't have 10 left, so I'll try to enjoy it as much as I can.
Hello and welcome from me, Richard Connolly, from the All England Club on day 11 of Wimbledon 2014. It has been a stunning day of action in the men's semi-finals, and to help me look back over all the drama, I am joined by Live at Wimbledon Radio's Barry Milnes and Gigi Salmon. Great to have you here both. What a day, Barry, and still life in the big four yet.
Very much so, yes. The young pretenders were seen off at the semi-final stage, and the two kings of the court, two of the top four that we sort of talk about, the Fab Four, who've really dominated over the last few years, will go for this title on Sunday. And what a matchup that will be, because those two, their rivalry in particular, is so close in terms of match wins. Currently, Federer 18 wins to 16 for Djokovic. But they tend to bring out these classic confrontations between the two of them. And hopefully we're in for another.
A final to savour, Gigi.
It is. I know the British public wanted Andy Murray to repeat the dream that was last year and make it here to the final. But if Andy Murray can't be here, then to have Roger Federer alongside Novak Djokovic, it is mouthwatering. There's lots of other sports going on at the moment. But the fact that you've got Novak Djokovic against Roger Federer, they're both in fine form. I think Roger Federer is in sublime form. You've got Becker and Edberg in the coach's box, which is almost just as exciting. It's going to be a cracker.
So two memorable semi-finals, and we'll begin our roundup by looking at the number one seed, Novak Djokovic's victory over the young pretender Grigor Dimitrov.
It's a first serve now that's gone in. He hits a forehand inside in right on the baseline. What a passing shot from Djokovic. Djokovic has got an easy passing shot. He hits a left court winner. Novak Djokovic wins. He's through to his third Wimbledon final. It will be Grand Slam final number 14 for the Serb. And he's done it in the most determined manner as he looks heavenwards, arms held above his head.
Yeah, 6-3, 3-6, 7-6, 7-6 was the final score, and 9-7 in that fourth set tiebreak. Gigi, goes without saying, this was the closer of the two semi-finals, and it very easily could have gone to a fifth. Dimitrov had his chances, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And I think when people were previewing those semi-finals, this was almost the one to watch. Grigor Dimitrov having his breakthrough in a Grand Slam off the back of winning the title at Queen's. He's got a wonderful game. He was nicknamed Baby Fed. I really think we can get rid of that now. He played so well against Andy Murray. And Novak Djokovic has looked a little bit flustered, a little bit rattled, not quite himself. Is there something going on there? They're still with the wrist. He says there isn't a problem there. And we were very excited to see how the games matched up. But I think in the end, it was just that little bit more experience and composure that got Djokovic over the finish line.
And into a 14th Grand Slam final, Barry Milnes. And it's huge for Djokovic to get back as a winner at this level, isn't it?
Yes, he's stuck on six, isn't he, in terms of titles won. And it has been a while, because obviously last year he lost out to Rafa at the French in the semis, then to Murray here, and then to Rafa in New York. And obviously we saw a repeat of the Rafa victory over him, this time in the final at Roland Garros. And that obviously was a massive disappointment for him, because it is the one that he set his heart upon winning to complete his set of all the major titles. So yes, the experience, though, of getting to those finals did come through in this match, I think, against Dimitrov. I'm sure the Bulgarian will get there sooner rather than later. And he did have chances to take that into a fifth and final set. I think from Djokovic's point of view, though, it was the second match running where he's allowed an opponent to get back into the match. He did against Cilic, and he did in this one. He started really strongly. I mean, he didn't give Dimitrov any chance really against his serve early on, but then he did later.
Well, let's hear from the victor, the top seed, Novak Djokovic.
semi-finals of Wimbledon, playing against the future star, and he's already a top player. You know, winning against Murray in quarters, definitely he deserves respect. And for his first semi-final, but he was fighting, and it was a tough match overall. Fourth set could have gone either way. I thought that I started well and set in a break, and then just. And a couple of great points for double break. And last match against Cilic, I allowed my opponent to come back to the match. But, you know, overall, I'm just really glad to reach another Wimbledon final.
And I saw you on one occasion shaking your head at some of the play he was able to produce and wondering what you were going to have to do. But then you showed your champion's mentality, especially at 6-3 down in that tiebreak.
Yeah, sure. I mean, he has quality shots, especially running forehand, and he has a great touch. He's playing equally well when he's aggressive and when he's defending. So I think that's part of his game, that this transition that he has improved immensely in the last 6 to 8 months. And you can see by his results. So it's a good win for me. Definitely, I'm really glad to be a part of another entertaining match. And hopefully the crowd enjoyed it. And now looking forward to for a championship match.
I know reaching the finals, the least you expect. It's titles you want. You won 6 already. And you're thirsty for more, I know.
Yeah, sure. Especially considering the fact that I have lost last couple of Grand Slam finals. You know, and all these matches could have won. So I'm looking forward. You know, it's a big challenge. It's a big match. It's the biggest event we have in sport. And I look forward to competing.
Yes, he's lost 3 of the last 4 Grand Slam finals. You can just get a sense there how much it means to get back to winning ways for Novak Djokovic. One question that wasn't asked there by the BBC's Phil Jones. He had issues, Gigi, with movement out there. We've alluded to it slightly. Just talk us through how you see that as an issue for Novak potentially in the final.
It definitely is an issue. I mean, he's known as Mr. Elastic. The things he can do and go down to the full splits and spring back up again, I'd have to be taken to hospital. But the movement is incredible by Novak Djokovic, but he's really struggling because you've got a hard court in the middle. It's very dusty. It's slightly cracked. And then you've got the lush green grass on the outer wings. And then as you move towards the net, so it's finding that balance. And we talk about players like Roger Federer, who are so effortless along the surface, but together with Gregor Dimitrov, there was a lot of problems out there in terms of keeping their balance. They were pushing each other wide. They couldn't stay on their feet. There was numerous tumbles from either side of the net, and he has to look at it. I mean, Gregor Dimitrov left 2 pairs of shoes out on the court when he finished the match. He didn't want to look at those shoes again, and equally problematic for Novak Djokovic.
Roger Federer will look to exploit that in the final, Barry.
I'm sure he will, because he just moves so sweetly and smoothly around this surface. It's a very rare occurrence when you see him take a fall on this court, and he just dances around, doesn't he? So, yes, he's going to do that. He'll use his low slice at the angle. I'm sure he'll make it as tough as he can in that regard. But also with the serve, he's played with such variety and quality in his serving. And I'm sure that, again, it'll have to be on its best, because he's playing, you know, one of the best returners there's ever been in the sport. But if Djokovic can't quite plant as he wants to, as he does on other surfaces, then you would give Federer the edge there.
Yes, we'll hear from Roger Federer a little bit later in the programme. Gigi, how big is it for the relationship between Djokovic and Boris Becker that Djokovic goes on in this final and recaptures the Wimbledon title? Because clearly he was brought in to just provide him with that little extra edge and get him back to the very, very top of the game. So how badly does he need it?
I think it will validate the partnership between Boris Becker and Novak Djokovic that people have been talking about since the start of the year. When you think about how many former players are with current players, it's this partnership that everyone's been talking about, saying why, what is he adding, why does he need him? They thought, Wimbledon, maybe it's something to do with the grass and getting him forward. And we've seen how Roger Federer is coming forward a little bit more under the guidance of Stefan Edberg. And I think if he could lift the trophy here, he could say, this is why I've done it, this is why we're together, this is what we bring each other. And Djokovic admitted the partnership took a while for them to feel comfortable with, to settle into each other and how they work. But this would validate the Djokovic-Becker partnership.
Let's get a word from Grigor Dimitrov in a Wimbledon semi-final for the first time. Surely he'll be back, but today at least, he was left rueing missed opportunities.
Of course I'm frustrated. I came out on the court to win, and okay, I had a pretty slow start, but at some point I think I got my act together, and I was really playing a good tennis, and you never know what would have happened if I would have taken that fourth set. And I think at the same time I had my momentum, and it's just he came on top today, so all the credit to him.
He was very close in the final analysis, Barry, to a first Grand Slam final. The margins, it seems, weren't all that great today.
No, not at all. And he can only benefit from the experience. I mean, as tough as it is, and he is obviously disappointed, but he has got a marvellous game. I mean, the way he lit up the first week of these championships, I felt was the best tennis we saw in the first week. I mean, closely followed by Roger Federer. But he will go away. He'll continue to work very hard, I'm sure. I mean, Roger Rashid has just been the perfect, you know, guy for him, because it has made him really knuckle down and work hard to bring out the very best. And you can only think that there are plenty of more sunny summer days when he actually lifts a trophy here or there.
Yes, turning a huge talent, Gigi, into a match winner and soon a champion, one assumes.
Yeah, it was making that step up, because he's been playing well around the Grand Slams. We were waiting for that breakthrough and picking up that title at Queen's. They first had faith in him a few years ago and they gave him a wild card, and they've stuck with him. He lifted that big old trophy. He was so happy to have done that, and then to come here. And I do believe now, with Roger Rashid in his corner, who's given him that mental and physical edge, I think he needed to become a little bit more mature in his game and last the distance in some long matches. And I think that's what he's gained with Roger Rashid. He's a very settled young man. He's happy and settled in his relationship at the same time. These things are important. You have to be settled off court as well as on court. And I think it's when, not if, he lifts one of the majors.
We wait and see exactly when. Not this year, but Grigor Dimitrov will be back. So Novak Djokovic will be aiming to claim his second Wimbledon title on Sunday. But a man who's been around the Wimbledon block, we can say a few times, stands in his way.
First serve, out wide, blocked back, high backhand, that will drift long. A pump of the fist from Roger Federer, because the seven-time Wimbledon champion is through to his ninth final here at SW19, his 25th Grand Slam final, and he's just dropped one set along the way. He's had his serve broken on one occasion. Roger Federer is looking good, and he's come through in straight sets against Milos Raonic, 1 hour 42, 6-4, 6-4, 6-4.
You sounded very impressed in commentary, Gigi, I have to say. How often in recent times have you seen Federer play as well as this?
Well, a few times over the last couple of weeks. He's looked fabulous. Last year, 2013, was a horrible year for him. He had the back problem. He wasn't that settled. He wasn't really sure about the focus and where to go. But this year, very different. I love the partnership with Stefan Edberg. They seem to just really get on very well. It's a very chilled out, relaxed partnership. He's not going to teach Federer how to play tennis, but he can give him a few tips here and there, especially on this court, because people are saying, look, he's not going to win titles out hitting the players to the back of the court. He's got to move forward. He's got to have the confidence to do that. And he's looked fabulous. I mean, look, he's dropped one set, and that was to the Australian Open champion, good friend Stan Wawrinka. He's had his serve broken once. The guy is playing incredible tennis at the moment. It's been exhibition style tennis at times, and I could watch that all day long.
Yes, it's been clinical today, absolutely clinical from Federer. He got the perfect start, the breakthrough in the first set, then his own serve is ticking along really nicely. He faced a break point, was it in the second set? He was 30-40 down, so what does he do? He fires in, he makes sure he gets that serve out wide into the Raonic backhand, and that was a service winner. And he didn't look back from there. And then one more break coming in that the last set for him that he needed, and he just knew that the moment had come, he would create something, and he did. And on he goes. And, yeah, clinical, masterful. You think back 2 years ago, he was being written off at the age of 30. Mm. And we said, you know, he won't win more slams. People were saying that. And he not only came here and won it, but he also regained the number one ranking. Now, that's something Djokovic is going to have on the line on Sunday. He could take it back from Rafa. So there's that kind of pressure, whether that will have any bearing, but it might do. But, yeah, Federer is looking in a level that I think, you know, consistently through this fortnight that we've not seen him be at in a major championships thus far. But I would just say,
okay, here's the caveat.
Okay, the caveat is that, yes, he's got out of the way today a very dangerous player in Milos Raonic. But when it comes to facing the absolute cream of the crop, the Nadals, the Djokovic's up there, you know, Andy Murray here on grass, it has been a problem for him to get that done and to win the matches. I mean, he's playing beautiful tennis, but mentally that whole thing of, you know, the losses he has had along the way now over these many great years, that just is the key. That's the question he's got to answer.
Well, let's hear how Federer himself is sounding, looking to make Wimbledon history.
Big concentration, really. I thought I really had to focus on every point. I mean, you always say that, you always do it, but I think today in particular, when I had to be very careful on my service games, and I knew there was only going to be a few chances on the return, and I think I was unbelievably effective, and I am very happy. I look very concentrated, but I'm extremely happy to be in another final.
Very understandable. You've dropped just one set this tournament so far. Would it be fair to say you've had the almost perfect path through to Sunday's final?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, I played some great tennis, you know, under pressure as well at times because I didn't play so well here last year. And I expect a lot of myself here. So I was happy to get through the first rounds without any problems, really. And then second week now, I've really been able to play better as the tournament went on against Wawrinka the other day. And now again against Raonic. Wasn't easy, but I got it done, and now I can look forward to another great match with Novak, hopefully.
Absolutely. Tennis fans around the world are very excited about the prospect of you against Novak, two magnificent players. How much are you looking forward to that challenge as a professional athlete?
I mean, it's always great. We always play good matches against each other, and we've played a lot, actually, recently in the last 6 months, and it's gone back and forth a little bit. Novak, anyway, I mean, he's a great champion, and he's been around for now for a long time, so he's used to these occasions as well. And, you know, he's already got the trophy here in the past, so you know how to get it done. And so I hope it's going to be a good match, really.
Roger, I know players tend to not want to look too far into the future, but for someone of your caliber who has done as much as you've done, more than $80 million in prize money, all the Grand Slam titles, what would an eighth Wimbledon title mean to you?
A lot, you know, I must say. I'm unbelievably proud every time I can walk the grounds here and keep on playing this tournament. So I know I don't have 10 left, so I'll try to enjoy it as much as I can, you know. And clearly the first one was unbelievably special in 2003. It was just a dream come true, and that I was able to play so successful for so many years here at Wimbledon has been an unbelievable thrill, and that I get another chance to go through these kind of emotions is great.
Roger Federer with the BBC's Rishi Prasad after reaching the final yet again at Wimbledon. Gigi, it's interesting, isn't it? Because we've got this terrific dynamic, actually, in the final coming up now. Djokovic, we know, desperate for a seventh Grand Slam after coming close on so many occasions. But for Roger Federer, at the age of 32, realistically, how many more times is he going to get to the Wimbledon final? These two have very distinct, conflicting reasons to try and win it.
Yeah, they really, really do. And people think that Roger Federer might have a couple left in him. And you have to look at Wimbledon, where one or maybe both of those titles is going to come. I don't see any more coming at the French. Not while Rafa Nadal's hanging around. Wimbledon is the place for Roger Federer. Novak Djokovic has to get back to winning ways. He still desperately wants the French to complete his set, but they do have different agendas. They're at different stages of their life. Novak Djokovic's expecting his first child. He's due to get married to Yelena Ristic, and Roger Federer's got two sets of twins. He's happily married. So they're at really, really, really different places. They're both as hungry as each other, and I think it would mean the same to both. Whoever lifts that trophy on Sunday is going to be very emotional, but for very different reasons.
And whoever loses, Barry, it sounds like he's going to be particularly despondent. That is something too. What about Milos Raonic? First Grand Slam semi-final and a fairly comfortable defeat in the end. Where does this leave him?
Well, I think it leaves him with work to do still. He is obviously in a fairly new working relationship with Riccardo Piatti and Ivan Ljubicic, but considering where he was when they took him over, it took over with him, I think that has been certainly a real step up, and that's in actually on the court as well. He plays much closer now to the baseline than he did in the early days when he was working with Gallo Blanco, and that is something you think he's got to. He's a big, powerful figure. He's got to impose himself on matches rather than play from way back. So he's doing that. He's obviously had by far his best run here, and indeed in any Grand Slam, to get to the last four. But he knows that you cannot afford to blink at this stage against the very best, and he was playing in Federer today the very best, because he did blink and it cost him when he double faulted one of those games in which he was broken, that one in, was it the second set? And from there, you know, that Federer just straight away was onto a great backhand winner up the line, and then there was another overhit ball from Raonic, and Federer finished him off, you know, got it done. And that's the kind of thing I'm sure that you can only learn, you know, go through the experience of that.
Yeah, learn by doing it, indeed. Raonic and Dimitrov, we assume, will come again at the All England Club, but it's Federer against Djokovic in the final. We're going to talk some doubles now, chaps, as the men's and ladies finalists have been decided. We'll start with a gentlemen's competition. And no surprise, perhaps, that the Bryan brothers have reached their 26th Grand Slam final. The chest-bumping Bob and Mike beat Mikhail Lodra and Nicolas Mahut in straight sets today. Here is how they did it.
Three match points for the top seeds and defending champions to reach another final at Wimbledon. Bob serves for victory. It's out wide. The return comes back. Mahut then covers across, but he leaves the open space. A little chest bump from the brothers, but they know that Lodra was hampered by the injury. But the Bryans, the best in the business, are through to another Grand Slam final.
Well, this is the tournament that everyone wants to win. Even if you don't know tennis, you know what Wimbledon is, and it's it gives you goosebumps walking on the ground. We've had a great career here at Wimbledon. I think we've played about 15 times, and I've had a lot of success. It's great to be in the final tomorrow. Or my mom played this tournament, and you know, to hold that trophy for the fourth time would be amazing.
And which Bryan was that at the end there, Barry?
How much
did you enjoy that experience today?
Well, it would have been more enjoyable had poor old Michael Lodra been fully fit throughout the contest, because I think it would have been a really terrific match. It had the makings of it. It certainly started that way. But he then suffered this problem on his, I think it was his right hip and sort of round the back muscle as well, low down. And he had to have treatment on the court for that. And he just could not move properly after it. So all the onus was then on his partner, Nicolas Mahut, to try and sort of back him up and run for everything, because Lodra just couldn't get out wide. And they were serving the Americans to him, you know, out to his forehand on the ad court. And he just couldn't get out there to bring it back very much. And then if he was drawn in, you know, he couldn't run up to the net. So it really spoiled it as a contest, but take nothing away from Bob and Mike, who, 36 years young, going for, you know, glory again. They've won, what, 15 major titles? Mike's got 100 doubles titles to his name. Bob's just a couple behind. So who's to say that they won't win the title here? Well, we might find out who's to say that.
Yes, well, we will just now, actually. So going for a 99th title together as a team, it's an astonishing number. But Peter Mercato got just a little bit excited about who exactly they're going to meet in the final.
It's a floating ball, socks there, the cross-court forehand pace, cross-court forehand is short. Sepetek getting there with a little dink ball. Now he's got to play a backhand volley, socks there with a forehand volley. Pace getting there, but Sock gets there! Nicely done on the forehand volley, and they hug each other at the nets. A magnificent performance from the unseeded pairing, Vasek Pospisil and Jack Sock.
Yes, Pospisil and Sock, a really big ask for them against the Bryan brothers. That will be a terrific final. Other results from around the grounds today. In the ladies' doubles, the Italian pair, Roberta Vinci and Sara Errani, booked themselves a place in Saturday's final by beating Andrea Hlavachkova and Ji Zheng in straight sets. They'll face Timea Babos and Kristina Mladenovic, who defeated Andrea Petkovic and Magdalena Rybarikova. In the mixed doubles, Max Mirny and Hao Ching Chan sent themselves into the semi-finals by defeating Jamie Murray and Casey Delacqua. They'll meet Daniel Nesta and Kristina Mladenovic. She's there again in the first semi-final. The other will be contested by Aysen Qureshi and Vera Dushovina, after they defeated the Brits Naomi Brody and Neil Skupski. They'll take on Ninad Zimonjic and Samantha Stosur. And I got through all those names. Hurrah! So both the men's and ladies' doubles finals take place on Saturday, as does the event of the day, of course, the ladies' singles final. And 20-year-old Eugenie Bouchard, Canada's first Grand Slam singles finalist at Wimbledon, will face the 2011 champion Petra Kvitova of the Czech Republic. And Gigi, this really is going to be a terrific occasion, because there's so much anticipation about Bouchard, and we are all on tenterhooks as how she's going to handle this grand occasion.
I think she's going to handle it very well, as she handles everything. I mean, I'm an admirer of her. I'm scared of her. I'm slightly in awe of her. I mean, she just does everything so well, off court, on court. She says the right things in her interviews. When she's out there on court, she takes nothing from no one. She doesn't get overexcited. She stays very grounded. She's made it very clear it's not about making friends. It's win, win, win. And then they said, oh, are you surprised that this Grand Slam final has come around so early? She went, no, this is what I'm doing. Like, looking at them as if, are you crazy? Such an exciting prospect. I think, okay, look, there might be a couple of nerves out there. It's a Grand Slam final, but I think she's going to handle it as she handles most things, and that's well.
Yes. Semis at the Australian Open, semis at Roland Garros. Bouchard has gone one step further here at Wimbledon, clearly not to Gigi's surprise. Let's hear Bouchard's thoughts ahead of the final.
Well, I think I play a solid, aggressive game and one that's well-suited for grass, I think. So, you know, I like playing on these courts, and I really just try to take control of the point when I can, and, you know, proud of what I accomplished, but the job is not over, and it's a great tournament and it's a great moment for me, so I'm just going to try and enjoy it as much as I can.
Yes, also attempting to enjoy the occasion will be her opponent, Petra Kvitova. Can she emulate her heroics from 3 years ago? Here's a brief taste of what she's had to say ahead of the final.
Both of us want to win, and that's the important, and it's going to just depend on us who going to want win more than the other one, and definitely we try the best, both of us, and I don't think it's going to be something easy. I'm ready for what's going to be, and I hope it's going to be a great match.
Petra Kvitova, Barry Milnes, what do you think will decide this ladies' singles final?
A very tough question to answer, I think, because I think Bouchard has proved herself tremendously polished both on and off the court. Kvitova has the experience, obviously, as having done it before. Who is the hungrier of the two? Maybe Bouchard is. I think you'd have to say that right now, but not to say that Kvitova doesn't want to become a winner for the second time and show that she is more than a one-hit wonder of a few years ago. But, what is going to make the difference? It's going to be a slugfest, isn't it, first and foremost? And we've had Kvitova winning one of those against Venus Williams earlier in the fortnight. But Bouchard, they both hit the ball so hard, so flat. It zips through, so movement's going to be a key. I'm still on the fence here, aren't I? Perhaps you can go back to Gigi for a little more.
In one word, Bouchard Kvitova, Gigi.
It is tough, Bouchard.
Nobody wants to commit. Thank you both. Let's recap the day 11 headlines. Then Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer will meet in Sunday's men's singles final, with Federer aiming to win the title for a record eighth time. The Bryan brothers are on course to retain their Wimbledon title. They'll meet Vasek Pospisil and Jack Sock in the men's doubles final. In the ladies' doubles, Roberta Vinci and Sara Errani will face Timea Babos and Kristina Mladenovic, and Eugenie Bouchard and Petra Kvitova will contest Saturday's ladies' doubles final. Thanks to Barry Milnes and to Gigi Salmon, who are with us for the final weekend, of course, of Wimbledon 2015. They'll be accompanied by the likes of Wayne Ferreira, Barry Cowan and Jan Michael Gamble, to name but three. Do make sure you join Mary Rhodes and the whole team from 9 a.m. British summertime for full uninterrupted coverage and live commentary too from the championships. You can listen to us on Wimbledon.com, 87.7 FM and the official Wimbledon or TuneIn apps. And if you're in the US, you can catch us on SiriusXM Satellite Radio, presented by ESPN. Do remember to tweet us your views to @liveatWimbledon using the hashtag Wimbledon, and you can like our Facebook page as well. But from me, Richard Connolly, and the rest of the team at the All England Club, bye for now.
You've been listening to Live at Wimbledon Radio on Wimbledon.com, 87.7 FM and the official Wimbledon apps.